You may or may not be familiar with the name Dr. Anthony Flew. Dr. Flew, for many, many decades, has been one of the most famous atheists in the world. He has enjoyed debating those who believe in God on university campuses all around the world. Anthony Flew was in the news lately because he changed his mind. He's come to the conclusion that there really must be a God after all. There were several factors that played a role in his decision. One of them is the role that molecular biologists have played in the past few decades in unveiling what the molecular structure of life is really like. When evolution was first proposed as an explanation of how life got here, scientists assumed that there must be some kind of simple molecule that had the power of reproducing itself, and that someday they would understand that better. More recently, molecular biologists have studied this in more detail and have learned that that's not true. In order for anything to be able to reproduce itself, the simplest imaginable cell that scientists can come up with involves literally billions, not just thousands, not just millions, but billions of molecules and atoms arranged in precisely the right order, all carrying out very precise functions. It's like a tiny city before it can ever reproduce itself. This kind of information has led Dr. Flew and others to decide that there must be a God. These things could not have just sprung into existence on their own. You know, there's a Bible verse that relates to that. In Romans chapter 1, verse 20, the Bible says, "For since the creation of the world, His, that is God's, invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse." Father, thank You for making it so clear that You are really the Creator God. Thank You for being awesome in power and awesome in might and awesome in Your engineering ability. I pray now that You'd help anyone listening to this little message to understand a little more clearly how great You are, how powerful You are, and to worship You as Creator God. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening.